Chapter 6, The Well of Fortitude. Quote, "Stay with me, God. The night is dark. The night is cold. My little spark of courage dies. The night is long. Be with me, God, and make me strong." Junius, a Vietnam veteran. Many authorities speak and write of emotional stamina on the battlefield as a finite resource. I have termed this the well of fortitude. Faced with the soldier's encounters with horror, guilt, fear, exhaustion, and hate, each man draws steadily from his own private reservoir of inner strength and fortitude until finally the well runs dry, and then he becomes just another statistic. I believe that this metaphor of the well is an excellent one for understanding why at least 98% of all soldiers in close combat will ultimately become psychiatric casualties. Fortitude and individuals. George Kennan tells us that heroism, the Caucasian mountaineers say, is endurance for one moment more. In the trenches of World War I, Lord Moran learned that courage is not a chance gift of nature like aptitude. It is willpower that can be spent. And when it is used up, men are finished. Natural courage does exist, but it is really fearlessness as opposed to the courage of control. In sustained combat, this process of emotional bankruptcy is seen in 98% of all soldiers who survive physically. Lord Moran presented the case of Sergeant Taylor, who was wounded and came back unchanged. He seemed proof against the accidents of his life. He stood in the company like a rock. Men were swept up to him and eddied round him for a little time and ebbed away again, but he remained. He finally suffered a near miss from an artillery shell. When Sergeant Taylor went to the well, he found it to be empty, and this indomitable rock shattered completely and catastrophically. Fortitude and depression. Holmes has gathered a list of the symptoms of men suffering from combat exhaustion. For these individuals, the demands of combat have caused too great a strain on their own personal stocks of fortitude, resulting in conditions such as a general slowing down of mental processes and apathy. As far as they are concerned, the situation was one of absolute hopelessness. The influence and reassurance of understanding officers and NCOs failed to arouse these soldiers from their hopelessness. The soldier was slow-witted. Memory defects became so extreme that he could not be counted on to relay a verbal order. He could then best be described as one leading a vegetative existence. He remained almost constantly in or near his slit trench, and during acute actions took no part, trembling constantly. This is a vivid description of severe depression, exhaustion, memory defects, apathy, hopelessness, and all the rest of these are precise descriptions of clinical depression that can be taken straight from the DSM. This is why fortitude rather than courage is the proper word to describe what is occurring here. It is not just a reaction to fear, but rather a reaction to a host of stressors that suck the will and life out of a man and leave him clinically depressed. The opposite of courage is cowardice. But the opposite of fortitude is exhaustion. When the soldier's well is dry, his very soul is dry. And, in Lord Moran's words, he had gazed upon the face of death too long until exhaustion had dried him up, making him so much tender, which a chance spark of fear might set alight. Fortitude from other men's wells and replenishment through victory. Quote, "A brave captain is as a root, out of which, as branches, the courage of his soldiers doth spring." Sir Philip Sidney. One key characteristic of a great military leader is an ability to draw from the tremendous depths of fortitude within his own well. And in doing so, he is fortifying his own men by permitting them to draw from his well. Many writers have recorded this process as being at work in the combat situations they observed. Lord Moran noted that a few men had the stuff of leadership in them. They were like rafts to which all the rest of humanity clung for support and hope. Victory and success in battle also replenish individual and collective wells. Moran tells us that if a soldier is always using up his capital, he may from time to time add to it. There is, says Moran, a paying in as well as a paying out. He gives, as an example, General Alexander, who took command of the British forces in North Africa in World War II. When Alexander took command, the men often did not bother to salute an officer. But after their victory in El Alamein, all that came to an end, and their self-respect came back. Moran concluded that achievement is a sharp tonic to morale, but in the main, time is against the soldier. Fortitude and units. Depletion of the finite resources of fortitude can be seen in entire units as well as individuals. The fortitude of a unit is no more than the aggregate of the fortitude of its members. And when the individuals are drained to a dry husk, the whole is nothing more than an aggregate of exhausted men. In Normandy during World War II, Field Marshal Montgomery had two classes of divisions. Some were veterans of North Africa, and others were green units, without previous combat experience. Montgomery initially tended to rely on his veteran units, particularly during the disastrous Operation Goodwood. But these units performed poorly, while his green units performed well. In this instance, failing to understand the influence of emotional exhaustion and the well of fortitude had a significant negative impact on the Allied effort in World War II. In the same way, all of the aspects of combat trauma impact profoundly upon the individual's contribution to the battlefield and upon the contribution of that aggregate of individuals that we call military units. If we understand these concepts, we begin to master the full spectrum of the responses of men in combat. If we ignore them, we do so to the detriment of the individual and to the detriment of that aggregate of individuals that we call our society, our nation, our way of life, and our world. Lord Moran concluded that such ignorance of the ultimate cost of depleting the well of fortitude of England's youth in World War I caused that nation to dissipate like a spendthrift, not only the lives, but the moral heritage of the youth of England.